Street at Today SOR.
A Limerick councillor has called for extra Garda resources after three youths, including a 14-year-old boy, received stab wounds in a series of violent incidents in the Corbally area of the city last weekend. These incidents follow on from a series of attacks last February when a youth was slashed in the face in a separate unprovoked attack. Brian O'Connell has been to Limerick to hear concerns that some areas of the city need more targeted policing. Brian, you began in Corbally.
I suppose the context here, Sean, many people will know, is that there has been a lot of focus and investment in trying to tackle some of the worst employment and crime black spot areas in Europe, which are located in Limerick in the last, say, 10 or 15 years. We've had this regeneration project, significant investment and quite a detailed and significant and targeted Garda response to the gangland issue. But the locals I met say that there needs now to be a renewed focus in breaking cycles of violence and crime in some areas. And as you referred to there, these latest knife attacks, they were actually predicted a few months ago by local councillors. Let's begin, Sean, with independent councillor Frankie Daly. He lives in Corbally and he's someone who's worked with the Limerick Youth Service for the last decade. His issue is that he wants more Gardaí on the streets.
I suppose from the point of view of Limerick, I'm a Limerick man born and bred and it's something I'm extremely proud of. But from the point of view you referenced on knife crime, like resources to deal with and to mitigate against that type of scenario is null and void. It's an absolute disgrace, to be honest with you, Brian. We've been left behind, I suppose, in terms of we've a terrific regeneration programme from a social point of view, but from a policing point of view, we've some of the best police in the country, but we've very little. So from the point of view of community policing, on the beat, stop and searches are non-existent. There is no repercussions. So it's easier to kind of carry a knife, and that's what I'm seeing over the last 6 months, and I suppose that's what my feedback is on the ground, that people are carrying knives, and therefore you see the incident at the weekend there. This is on repeat 3 or 4 months ago. There was another couple of stabbing incidents within the same area, but yet there's no response from the government. They don't care about Limerick. We're just left behind, like, you know.
But is Limerick any different, Frankie? Because we know knife crime is an issue nationally.
Well, the reality is, like, the elephant in the room is we have a regeneration project, Brian, for a reason. Like, Limerick is a special case. Like, the reality is, like, the wrong people have been targeted. That's the sentiment from the public. Like, this is a multifaceted thing. It's not a straightforward thing, but...
And your worry is that we're creeping back to the bad old days. Maybe, perhaps not in terms of gangland culture, but in terms of the kind of crimes you're seeing.
Absolutely, like, you know, I think prevention is better than cure. And, like, the reality is, here in Limerick, we're being left behind. There's a Dublin-centric model. The focus is on Dublin. Limerick is left behind again. Like, we were an inch away from...
Wasn't there a €300 million regeneration investment here?
Well, it's great having regeneration, but if you don't have community policing to back it up, it's only a waste of time.
So that's independent councillor Frankie Daly, who lives in Corbally. Now, one former Garda detective, Sean Lynch, he spent 3 decades in the force in Limerick. He feels as well that resources are an issue. He began by talking about knife crime in general.
Unfortunately, it's a national problem. I think we need to get that off. Very important.
Because Limerick has been stereotyped wrongly in the past.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, look at, so, and Dublin has seen their share of it. Cork, most, at this stage now, most cities and counties have had their fair share of it, unfortunately. But from my experiences with knife crime, unfortunately, we have a national crisis. And the national crisis is the shortage of Gardaí on the street. People, for various reasons, will carry knives. There's no deterrence there because, when they get to the course, the Gardaí, in fairness to them, I think they've taken their eye off the ball in relation to the stopping and searching. That has to come back on stream again. Stopping and searching. And we need the courts to reflect the seriousness of this type of crime. You know, I believe that a person that has a knife in their possession committing a crime, they're of the opinion that they will not get a serious sentence as opposed to carrying a firearm. It should be mandatory 2 years. The courts have to get tough. We know ourselves from Limerick that the units, our members are scarce on the ground. So, okay, apart from the regeneration, there has to be job opportunities for kids. Kids have to be shown an alternative to crime, no matter what it is. And we don't have enough of Gardaí on the ground in our communities. So that's where we have to start. And nobody's coming out and saying it. They are not there.
And that's former detective Garda Sean Lynch there, Brian. So what have the Garda been saying about resources and this latest attack?
No further update on the latest attack. The investigation is ongoing. Just in relation to wider issues, we know there is a reorganisation happening in the force at the moment, and they say that will put more Garda on frontline policing. In relation to the specific issues in Limerick around knife crime, there is a local offensive weapons strategy which has just started in the Limerick division. That's going to see very targeted action, and stats show about 80 knives were recovered last year, 11 alone in January this year. So they are looking actually at what the Met Police in London are doing to combat knife crime there.
And Brian, you've been talking to people living in the regeneration areas, as they're called. What was their take on whether things have gotten better or worse in the last 10 years or so?
I spoke to some of the young lads living in some of those areas just to get their thoughts on crime and on opportunities in the area. And the big thing I heard again and again, Sean, was that while there's some very good new buildings, some decent new housing, the opportunities in terms of employment, for example, they haven't significantly changed. This is what some of those young people had to say.
No,
worse, I think, is that they're getting at this stage. Well.
Why do you say that?
All the money that's put into these houses as well, like, to be knocked, that's all they've been doing, do you know what I mean? Knocking houses, like, there's no jobs there or nothing there for no one, like, do you know?
But if things settled down a bit, do you think, in areas, like, there was a couple of incidents?
Well, in my area, I can't see nothing changing anyway.
Really?
I can't see anything happening now.
And is it a fear thing, or is it a kind of a defence thing, or what is it?
Yeah. It's not fear, it could be defence as well.
We were that age growing up, we used to know that, it's a different generation now, like, do you know what I mean? They're carrying knives and
there's only kids there as well, like, do you know? And worse it's going to get as they get older, so...
Is there many Gardaí on the streets?
They're just all over this place, but sure, there doesn't seem to be stopping the stabbings and the things that's happening in Limerick, are there?
Just not just 17 or 18 year olds, no, it's all 12 year olds and 13 and 14 year olds carrying around boys and stabbing 10 to up to 15 year olds themselves.
The forgotten areas.
You call them forgotten areas still, even with all the money that they've.
I think they're forgotten areas, you know.
And where are people getting the knives?
They must be taking them out of their mother's place.
So some of the young people you spoke to there, Brian. Now, on the positive front, there are some projects, are they not, beginning to make some difference?
I think one of them is Limerick City Build. It's the brainchild of Ray and Catherine O'Halloran, and essentially it came from a lack of employment opportunities afforded to people from certain areas, Ballynanty, the Island Field, St Mary's Park, all those areas. So what they do really, Sean, is try and commit to get you working in your own business or to get you a trade or to get you into employment, paid employment. And they're working actually with the prison service at the moment, so prisoners coming out will have something to slip into as they're getting out of prison. Now, this is Catherine O'Halloran, and she's talking about some of the things that haven't changed in the last decade in certain areas.
Employment really was something that I recognised was not changing, and I suppose you have to first of all really face up to the reality of any problem before you can address it. Limerick has the greatest class disparity in Ireland. And what that means is that, you know, some people are experiencing huge levels of deprivation whilst others are functioning quite normally.
And you feel that the regeneration project, which was a huge investment, has led to better opportunities for 14, 15, 16-year-olds coming out of areas like Mayross, Ballynanty, the Island Field.
Jobs were never really on the table as a priority. The only way out of kind of intergenerational criminality was to create an alternative means of income.
And what's your assessment of the knife culture then?
I suppose for me, like...
Is it even a culture? Is it right to describe it as a culture?
I don't see it as a culture. I see it as a means of protecting themselves. It's a defence mechanism like any other. And yes, it can lead to extremely violent results. But I suppose what we need to address underneath all that is the level of fear some of the young people are in order for them to put a knife in their sock to go into the city centre. Why is that? Why are we, you know, living in a city where children can't coexist from different sides of Limerick? And that is because no work has ever been done on community reparation. So we had a feud that really tore our city apart.
So do you mean like the feud was tackled but the fallout maybe wasn't?
The feud was tackled but the social and psychological belief systems that held up the that feud mentality were never addressed.
So, Brian, that's Catherine O'Halloran there talking about the future for Limerick and the need to address continuing problems there. That she's from Limerick City Build. Brian, thank you very much indeed for that report. We'll have the gathering after this short break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.